Blog Talk Radio.
Each and every week. Yeah, Steve Max, y'all. Each and every week. You know what it is. Each and every week. Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
That's right, y'all.
That's right, y'all. Every week. Hood Tunes Radio.
Hey, yo, what's up, E-Man?
Here we come again.
What?
Bringing all the music to the neighborhood and friends.
Yeah. Say what?
Turning it out. Gonna bring the music and the boys right out. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Every time we play all of these tracks, people always gotta say that we're bringing heat.
Yes.
We got our ears and our heart to the street.
That's what?
To the radio, on the music every day, baby, got it on the flow. Each and every week, all you gotta do is call me, each and every time, you get on the line, I'ma spit my mind, each and every week, Good Tunes Radio, the heat of the street,
all you gotta do is go to blogtalkradio.com.
Say what?
Type in the search box, Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Or just call on the line, call on the line, call on the line. Say the number every time, every time, every time.
Each and every week, here we from the city that's bringing you the heat, yeah. Each and your drive.
Yo, it's your boy E-Max, and we want to shout out to everybody out there. Hood Tunes Radio, baby!
Week. Cleveland.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your boy E-Max, man, and you on for the Saturday wet-ass afternoon edition of Hood Tunes Radio. And I'm going to call in at 646-478-0944. You know what I'm saying? A nigga feeling a certain kind of way. So I suggest you all get out. That's right. We here. We on. Shit crap. You know what I'm saying? Bands. Follow it on the motherfucking flow. Good to see you.
It's your boy Boss Shit, you know? Been doing this shit, man. You been counting racks. Huh?
Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
Bands
falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
Bands
falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
And I still love being down chucked up snow.
My pockets can't fit no more, so it's bands on the floor. Kizo cooking hella coat, extra grams, that's for sure. 12,000 in my Mac jeans, they won't stuff no more.
Man.
So it's bands on the car flow, no need to count no more. Down that pack, I stack my racks. Back at the store, I'm dubbing packs. Spinning cracks on them gats. Natural bosses stay strapped. Loud packs, grams of that. Rose, we popping that. Rest in peace, my nigga Snap. Free Fat Mac, he coming back. Like the coke, I bring it back. It's all about the water spin. I ain't trying to see the pen. Free my nigga Lil D. Got 50 racks in the bed. Tax free, tax free. Ask your bitch about me. I been ran these streets. The 13th got me feeling like I am the street. Made a killing in the draw. Shiesty Stones was passed out. Me and Jay work, moving work, all on the words. That's the first with bad bitches, wear no panty underskirts. Niggas slanging hella dope, even skiing off the coat. Keys will never go broke, cause coke I know how to blow. With 56 in the pot, got 84 coming out. That's an extra 28, a free zip in your face.
Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
Bands
falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
Bands
falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
And I still love being down, chucked up slow.
Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
Bands
falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
Bands
falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
And I still love being down, chucked up slow.
J work plus coke equal good shit.
dope. I seen a lot of extra grams standing over stoves. All them profits, now my pockets can't fit no more. To the point it's bands, bands falling on the floor. Trying to fit 13 in my true jeans. My life a movie, call it Friday the 13th. My cousin Kizo made a killing on the 13th. That money came in good off that cocaine. Power wow, stink like an old clog stink. Bust a quarter, break down and slow cook heat. Cause this shit right here is strictly for the fiends. My niggas trying to get this money by any means. And we playing chess, so niggas better guard the queen. Checkmate for a nigga who trying to fiend. Put a couple on your head, money ain't a thing. He's a birthday, spent a couple on that rosé. Then turned around and spent a couple on artillery. The matching watches shine even during nighttime. You wanna get your money up, just stay on your grind. Cause natural bosses got bands plus overtime.
Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more. Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more. Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
And I still love being down, shut up, slow.
Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more. Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more. Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
And I still love being down, shut up, slow.
Big Tipper, you little niggas. 4G autos on that thing, y'all some little niggas. I'm riding high, I'm just riding by. I gotta look fly, I gotta stay high. It's two times water whipping, so where'd it pay? He talking brick, he ain't got no yay. He pump faking, I can see it, nigga. You can't ball like a ball, you a little nigga. See the big picture, it's all in HD. Flash screens in the tub, I'm watching Spike Lee. I'm ballin' hard, you niggas mad. Restroom poppin' tags, I do it fast. You niggas fags, I gotta laugh. Beat the car for the swipe, so I call the blast. Saran wrap, duct tape this. We in and out of town. Who got them bricks? Off in 305, looking for that Ross. He got a black Benz, I got a black wrist. So do him, what the fuck? This is what we do. Ball and street game, I shoot a quarter two. I got dope for the low, in case you niggas know. I don't talk to police, that's a no-no. Where I'm from, nigga, you get your head cracked. Tuck your kids in, you get your kids snatched. Duct tape, all the tie, tied up and open wide. Tell your baby mama, suck a dick and take it in the aisle. I come in fast, but she love it slow. I got a phone call, I got a code, ho. That new bit, it cost me 2 points. That new drop head, and it's a drop head. Put it on my flatbed. To the city, yo. That's every touche bill. I fuck the city, yo. Huh? It's drywall. Nigga ENT. Toe bone in the trap, handing out the D. Got the J's gone. I mean, it going fast. Car Illawa. You know we popping tags. With my nigga Mark, he leave you nigga stuck. Black and yellow 4G autos on my blackened truck, huh? I feel like weed, but I don't roll on me. All I smoke is loud, I'm blowing in the cloud. He won that Winston Houston, I got that Bobby Brown. On my side of town, niggas dropping just like flies. Open up, say ah, say that trap like ah. Through the windows, got them fiends, eyes open wide. That stove is hot, them bags nice. Got that skill full of that soft white. Yeah, mo, what it do, little bruh? Big Dawson Lou, hey, then what up, bruh? Huh? I handle mine, you know it's grind time. On the front line, I call it center time. Ah, I'm out, nigga. Ain't no drought, nigga. Breaking all chains, yeah, I'm out, nigga. Drywall ENT, nigga. Kill all rats, nigga. Mixtape coming soon, nigga. Go get it, nigga. We out this bitch. Tall ball, what up, nigga? Piss some motherfucking sauce on the track, nigga. Light these fake fuck ass niggas up, nigga. Period, nigga. Free all them real niggas behind that G wall. We gon' ball, nigga. Until we install, nigga, like the motherfucker Windows Media, nigga. You hear me, nigga? I'm out this bitch. Big dog salute two times, nigga. Eskimos, what up, nigga? I don't fuck with real niggas. Finesse squad, nigga, squad up, nigga. That's how I feel, nigga. Finesse squad, I fuck with y'all, nigga. The long way, nigga. Rubber bands and all that, nigga. Shoebox money, nigga. Y'all niggas Timberlands hustlers, nigga. Who the fuck still with Weeks, nigga? I'm out, nigga.
Yeah, man.
Yo, in the depth.
Woo!
Check it now.
Going down the night, my niggas bustin' by. just you know they're high. Up in the sky,
in the sky.
We keep them coming back. They need another stack. We running through them racks. MVP is still
they
like that.
Like that.
We jumping through the straps. They say that shit
that
don't
matter.
But don't make this McDonald's. Start it off back and
bang it holler.
They couldn't stop it. All bands off in
my pocket.
My
pocket.
Louis Gucci bottle, we had all of that.
A lane call my jack, then he get attacked. Mistake me for a real nigga, then he getting whacked. I hit a lot of plays, straight like that. My plug gon' drop it off, cause I came down that sack. A band for that man, 56 for that loud bag. Stay real to my fam, never become a rat. Try to kick Gucci belt with a Louis hat. 40 all black, with the newies to match. I'ma count these racks, while that broke nigga brag. He in love with the swag, I got a lot of cash. Smoking on that trash, I'm turned up to the max. Bitch, we stopping sex, and my diamonds gon' flash. Smoking on that gas, and I'm turned to the max. Bitch, I'm stopping sex, and my diamonds gon' flash.
Louis Gucci Prada, we got all the ass. 36 OGs and punch up in our trash.
Out there, you know,
They got some music conferences coming up here in Cleveland. Y'all got to go to WMC.com. I believe there's WMC. WCMC. Well, I know they advertise it a lot on Z1079. So here, put this on the table. On the table. Joy, put this on the table. Y'all stay tuned to the radio station, man. They'll give y'all more information. I don't know why I ain't writing this shit down. Because, really, a lot of the artists in the city is already doing that. You know, cause, I don't know. Maybe them broads, like, you know, allegedly was doing that 1, 2, 10 years or whatever, maybe. All that negative attention on the city, you know, it might turn into a positive. Suddenly, a lot of people are interested in what's going on in our city. So my advice to you, all you new artists, all you artists out there that's grinding, trying to get in, find some way into the game, stay tuned to your local radio stations where you can get the information for that music conference that's coming to the city. You know, they're supposed to have record labels and, you know, some producers and shit like that that's coming down, so stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? All the reason why I ask you all to do shit yourself, when I tell you, you don't believe me, fuck the way. Seems like I'm just talking to myself. So, I'm telling y'all right now, listen to the radio, get the information for the music conference because I'm going, and that way you'll know and you won't be relying on the information that I'm giving you, you know what I'm saying, as the truth. Because I didn't get the whole commercial. I didn't get the whole bit of information. But I do know that sometime soon there is a music conference happening right here in Cleveland, Ohio. And it will be who? Everyone that's interested in models, actresses, all kinds of shit. If that's what you plan on doing with your life, if that's what you're doing with your life, I would suggest that you tune in sometimes to the radio station, the local radio station here, which is Z1079, because they do give the information quickly. You know what I'm saying? Every time I heard about it, I was in the car. So, you know, we can't text and drive, so I ain't texting myself. And I damn sure ain't writing nothing down while I'm trying to drive. So I didn't get 100% of the information, but I do know if you just type in, you can go to Google and look for the music conference in Cleveland, something will come up. All right? Thank God for the internet. I've been saying it, and I'll keep saying it. So, 646-478 is the number to call in, y'all. We've been listening to some shit. You know what I'm saying? We got all of that. Natural Born Bosses is in the playlist. Him Rap. You know what I'm saying? You can find all these artists on Facebook, Reverb Nation, Instagram, or just Google them. You know what I'm saying? This here's another one of Cleveland Finest. All right, goes to Don, Born and Raised, right here. This one's ready. Grind, you know. Y'all know what it is, man. We up in this motherfucker just chilling. You know what I'm saying? It's a wet ass Saturday night. I don't know. I guess today was the day for everybody to be moving. Damn. I seen you hauls everywhere. I was in one of my motherfuckers. And I think
What's up, man?
Shit, what's happening?
Say, man, still on this move, man.
That's what's up.
No, it takes a minute to break down 125 gallon tank.
That's what it do, man. That's what it do. But shit, yeah. Do your thing, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm here. I know what you're doing. It's all good.
All right. Yeah.
All right, I got you. Yep.
All right.
The name of that track was Doing It, man. That was your boy, Maxie, was doing something nice in the motherfucking studio, folks. Yeah. But I ain't gonna keep the mind tied up because it's time. Dollar signs,
I'm not in it for the fame, just in it for that dough. I stay counting money, stay fucking all of these hoes. Living life to the fullest, ain't going back to being broke. All I see is dollar signs, all I see is dollar signs. I'm not in it for the fame, just in it for that dough. I stay counting money, stay fucking all of these hoes. Living life to the fullest, ain't going back to being broke. All I see I'm not in it for fucking all of these hoes, living life to the fullest, ain't going back to being broke. All I see is dollar signs, all I see is dollar signs. I'm not in it for the fame, just in it for that dough. I stay counting money, stay fucking all of these hoes, living life to the fullest, ain't going back to being broke. All I see is dollar signs, all I see.
The book like I'm a halfway crook. Niggas talk that slick shit, but when I blast, they shook. My man don't push work, he a master cook. I know your bitch love my swagger when I pass, she look. Cleveland zone they had when the heat turned on. Hit the block a few times, get that cash, I'm gone. It's in the air, yeah, I'm purple, I feel hate. Got hit with them court dates in two different states. Of course, I move late, got whatever you need. Watching after I was wearing your shoes. Army fatigued up like ain't nothing to lose. Has your girl open like it ain't nothing to choose. Give me some dine and some crisp. See that thing on my wrist? The reason your girl go below the neighbor when she kiss. Ain't nothing sweet as this besides them dollar signs. Married to the grand, still reppin' 11-9. Plus I keep that 9 on the side of my waist. This nigga shooting at my leg, I'm aiming dead at his face. Pick them shells up quick, I ain't leaving a trace. Treat beef like pussy, I'ma need more than a taste.
Better swing, that's what's up, man. You don't want to fuck around with a nigga when he grinding, because he grimy. You know what it is, y'all. Hood Tunes Radio on a Saturday night. Thank y'all for tuning in and shit. You know what it is, man. We having fun. So I want to say shout out to all my people out there that listen online. Y'all motherfuckers are number one. Thank you to my phone callers, too. We appreciate all that love. You know what I'm saying? 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in to the station. Press the number one key if you want to talk, do nothing, if you just listening. That's right. That's right. Broadcasting live in Cleveland, Ohio. We are the number one station out here. All right. We done made it to the top 40 in Reverb Nation, so y'all know our shit is bad. Let's get it in, y'all. Let's keep that shit moving. It's your boy. This is Relentless. Nothing wrong, y'all. Strip a song. Good Tunes Radio.
Drop it. for me, baby, let me see that thong. Look what they say about you, you ain't did nothing wrong.
I ain't playing, I'm loving your whole swag. I can see your ass, but they hate you because they bad. I ain't seeing nothing wrong.
Hell no.
With a short skirt, apple or cherry
thong. You ain't
on the Niagara Falls, we can watch it fall.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the thong, bust the waterfall. Let's watch it fall tight by with a belly ring. You sexy thing, when you peek, I bet you call me king. Cause I'm a king with this greatness that is to its form. Your body's to adore. And that dress had to hold up, waiting for us, they wanting more. She strutting across the floor, dancing and showing her thong. Fuck what they say about you, you ain't did nothing wrong.
Chickens from the Navy. Get money like the 80s. I'm sipping on that Remy. rolling up that strong. Yeah, my money gone. Yeah, my money long. Got them geekers on my phone. Make it hard to go home. I be whipping, whipping, whipping. Till it's locked on the zone. I'm in the end zone. We be white boy wasted. Renting more baby. Hennessy crazy. Chewing pills lately. Get money like the 80s. Cocaine crazy. But your niggas hating. Turn up you niggas faking. We be white boy wasted. Renting more baby. Hennessy crazy, chewing pills lately, get money like the 80s. Cocaine crazy, but your niggas hating. Turn up, you niggas faking.
No, turn up,
turn up,
now,
turn up.
That's right, man. White boy wasted up in this motherfucker. That's what it do. Natural born bosses, man. Cleveland's own. You know what I'm saying? They keep coming back with hot shit, hot shit. So, like I said earlier, man, y'all need to steady get down. Try to find out when a music conference is coming to Cleveland, because according to, you know, what they said on the radio, motherfuckers supposed to submit music, tracks or whatever, radio edits, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So y'all got to go online and Google Cleveland Music Festival and all the information to come up. You know what I'm saying? So get y'all asses, get yourselves on to that little shit, man, for the Cleveland Music Festival, especially all you new up and coming artists is trying to break out in the game. I think music festival, all right, industry music festival being held right here in Cleveland, and it should do us motherfucking just somebody gotta get signed to this bitch, all right? So 646-478-0944, that's the number to call in, man. I'll let you play. Send them some of that hot shit. Maybe they listening to the show tonight. I hope so. Somebody got to get signed in this bitch, all right? Somebody got to get signed in this bitch. So let's do this. I'm going to say it one more time. Somebody got to get signed in this bitch. All right, man, this is a new one from your boy Eastside, man. This is called Clubs Casket. Went in on Good Tunes Radio.
I feel like niggas is just...
I wanna talk about him.
I'm real, nigga. Give a fuck on how you feel, nigga. That Lord City, I kill, nigga.
fucking leaders. But ain't that much how they need them. But if you want this chillin', drop your whole demeanor. Now them C-boys is reckless. I talk you out with your own fucking necklace. I'm swinging bats like my name was Ken Cameron. With the bullet in your palm, homie, who is me scaring? Only got one bullet, won't you go ahead and pull it? And I'm scared to catch your mama's slide, mama's slide, mama's slide. And I had you on an episode of a Raging Balls. Cut your belly open, bitch, nigga, and expose your balls and blast.
Yeah, yeah.
BeatsPlanet.com.
Yeah.
I see you. I know exactly where you're at. That's why you don't have to wonder and try to find out who I am. You will see who I am. I will tell you who I am.
Gambit, my rhymes travel vortex, beats never seen yet. Bet if we was gambling, gambit to come and handle them. Brandishing a weapon, a stepping with two fists. Watch this, all my real niggas don't cop this. Hot like fish streaks, to the day I deceased. Increasing my profits, rocking beats plus other hustles like the Circle and Wayne. Need my money in double bag, boy, I'm about to get it. And sit it to the side, have that shit if I got to. Send my daughter to college when she's 18. I mean, the verses is mean, so it seems. And that a nigga that's gonna get the cream. I gleam cause I grind and shine cause I go hard. And niggas used to talk down, they sick like, oh God. And broadside, I used to kick it with having a heart attack. Like, damn, this nigga getting it. My dumbass ain't know how to act. Black skill, put the mic down. Nigga, I'm here now. Nigga, straight clowns, y'all can listen to my shit now. Vow to keep it G until I leave upon the planet. Then I'll be a star shining. Planet, gigantic. My mental cause ripples across space and time. What line are you found? I'm out my motherfucking mind. I was trying to stay alive from 16 to 25. I shouted out with niggas. Serenity came in 05 in the form of a daughter by the same name. Named it that because she brings peace to a deranged brain. I maintain my focus. Since then, I had to keep it pushing. Get my mind right, money right, some shit cooking. Some of my niggas still cooking, some still feeling the killing. Some young niggas can't still see the vision, so they thinking shit sweet. See me chilling with the children, cause I got a little older. Fuck with them and I'ma kill them. Nigga, trust me, I just be thinking on my mathematics. Getting paid all day, got 8 ways to get the cabbage. Savage on the inside, exterior cool as ice. So people think I'm laid back and women think I'm nice and enticing. But rub me the wrong way, catch an uppercut like I was Tyson. Now pick your teeth up, cause I came to enlighten. But see the G in me when push, start wars like Bush. Niggas don't understand how hard I'm about to push. Decampus, you know who I am, I'm about to show you what's going on. Nigga, you ain't got no shit like this. Nigga, Campus, nigga, hit.
Hood Tunes Radio
or however it is you want to do it, you'll be able to definitely do it on a live thing at an event. So they want to make sure you're included. And so it is because of the work that we've been doing out here. That is a big thing when you do the work. I want to also say real quick, of course, same phone number this Monday, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, that's 9 to 10 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. Of course, my man, the producer, Emax the Image, and we've got a couple of hot topics to throw out there at everybody that will probably get some folks like saying, I can't believe they do that, but they should. I don't know why they wouldn't. But anyway, my thing is, we had a beautiful, 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 and I do mean a beautiful, hip-hop workshop today. I mean, woo, because they had the gang summit that was going on upstairs. Okay. And I might talk about more of it on the show on Monday night. But this is what it is, and then I'll ask my question to you. I just want to say the number one, shout-out to Silver B and Brother Kahar, who took part in the gang summit from the very beginning and came through to speak about everything at our workshop. I want to say that. Okay. I also want to say, man, there was some very hot performances. Of course, my man Ronnie B threw down on the comedy side. He threw down and performed for two tracks. East Side came through and gave a brand-new song, dedicated it to a young lady who was killed by the police, shot four times by the police over a year ago. So I just want to definitely say that it was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful workshop all in all, you know. So I can say that Swab Gotti showed up. Quite a few things happened, but for the question and the statement, it's about having your paperwork and stuff done. Like, you know, Black Studies Department, and I'll get on that subject at another time more in depth on the show that I do, but it's about having your paperwork and stuff done, because I'll give you a quick example in about a minute, watching this hand go around, and say that we planned our hip-hop workshops all year long to have room 136, no matter what. I learned from last year, because the way it's set up, even though I'm on the Black Studies Department, school is not really caring about the Black Studies Department. So you have to go and check with what's going on major, sign over your room, and if somebody pays big money, they'll kick you out, unless you sign a couple of months in advance. And they have to ask you, like they asked me on Thursday. They check to see, Mr. Porter, yeah, we're having the Vegan Fest, the Cleveland Vegan Fest. So I'm like, okay, it'll be in the student center, this and that. But more vendors want to come in and more chefs want to come in. They need more rooms. Would you like to reschedule your hip-hop workshop? And I told them then, no. And that ended it. Why? Because I set this room up. Fortunately, the creator allowed me to learn business enough to set it up in January. So when December hit, first week of January, I set the room up. Now, the gang summit came, headed up by Peace in the Hood and what have you. They had went and set up to use the auditorium downstairs, but because they had only set it up maybe 30 days ago, they kicked them from the downstairs auditorium to the upstairs auditorium. And they kicked them out yesterday and told them it was going to be moved. That was ugly, which I thought it would have been nice, because we would have been able to have, you know, people come through from the gang summit. But some did come through. About 20-something people came from upstairs downstairs, which was beautiful. So we had a packed house. But I would like to say a lot of young people from Pittsburgh came through. That was nice. But I do want to throw out there and say, of course, all the staff members from Voice of Radio came through to represent. All right. But I just want to make that statement in getting things done paperwork-wise and almost contract-wise, because I don't just go and get that room. The hip-hop workshop is sponsored by the Panther Educational Committee for the New Black Panther Party, and Brother Kahar is also on that board. Mama Porter is, Silver B, myself. All right. So I had to go and sign paperwork for every month of the year. Now, if something might happen and I can't use it, But then by me having that, it gives me first option, because by being able to if you let them know 30 days in advance that you right. need to reschedule, they'll do their best to give you that same room on another weekend. You get priority. So I just wanted to throw it out there that for any artist, anybody doing business, club, you name it, what have you, you better have some paperwork in writing so you don't get treated like a stepchild. Because, I mean, those folks ran out of so much room in room 134. They had folks standing up, and, you know, it was not blacks, a majority of it. You had a lot of blacks taking part. But in the room, you had a lot of them coming over and saying, can you tell your DJ to turn down the music? And it was like, wow. We can't hear it talk. And I'm like, you mean even with a microphone? Well, the white guy came and the gentleman said, she didn't like want to use a mic from the beginning because she said her voice was loud enough. And I'm like, well, you can get a microphone. We can? Yeah, just contact the school. Tell them in the student center to bring you a microphone for this room. Oh, okay. Well, until then, can you turn it down? So I looked at Dollar Rock. Everybody shrugged their shoulders. And I gave him the thumbs up sign. Person walked up as if to say, I don't think you're turning it down. And I still looked at him and gave him the thumbs up sign to let him know, hey, it might get turned down. It didn't get turned down. Then they sent another white guy to tell my mama, who let him know, they've had this for over 2 years. This is our room and our event. So after she pulled the whatever it is, they emailed in to tell me. And then they had a nerd to tell DJ Dollar Rock, turn it down. And he looked up as if to say no. So, you know, by having everything there, they knew that we use a DJ, we use music, we do that. They attract attention and what have you. So the head of the Black Studies Department, Dr. Williams, came and said, wow, you really took it to the limit. But he said, You kind of know your rights. And I said, yeah. So all he could do was shrug his shoulders and say, well, I hope they give them their microphone. So I just wanted to say that very quickly. And your take to artists, to somebody who comes to and say, man, I'm going to start getting this club together for this, that, and other. And if that artist were to tell you, man, but I don't want them to treat me this, that, and other, what should I do? And now I want to sit back, man. Because I know you know about everything from contracts to stuff like that.
Yeah, because believe it or not, a lot of people don't, you know, write out agreement. You know what I'm saying? The whole thing is an agreement. Not necessarily a contract, okay? But it's agreement that a service is going to be provided. All right, here I am. I'm going to do what I say, what's stated on this piece of paper, and you agree to do what's stated on this piece of paper as it correlates to what I am utilizing the facility for. So if I already booked the facility, and even if they gave y'all ample enough time for them, that's a lot of gall. That's a lot of gall. So, but you did the right thing. You know, you did the right thing, and you must always have an understanding, because sometimes, and I've seen it, where people show up, you know what I'm saying, and no, I'm sorry, we didn't have anything scheduled for, you know, your group today, or somebody should have called you, and see, that is when you're supposed to call your lawyers. See, people don't like being sued. They don't like being sued. So whenever you sign a piece of paper, you know what I'm saying, you are supposed to hold up your end of the bargain. If you there, especially now, what you got to be careful of and what you have to look for are the loopholes. See, you got to pay attention to the loopholes. Now, when I say a loophole, a loophole could be somewhere inside the agreement. You will see a statement saying something like, we, you know what I'm saying, even though we are agreeing to the terms set forth within this, you know, document, la-di-da-di-da, in the event of emergency, things can be changed at the discretion of it, la-di-da-di-da. And if it does not put your interest, or anything that doesn't put your interest first, as the person paying, as the artist, whatever. If your interest, especially in emergency situations, because an emergency situation can be anything. Okay, the thing that happened today. They had the little function over there. They knew about Charles. They had their little function over there. And theirs got out of hand. They needed more room. They didn't play carefully. So the loophole was nobody basically clarified the agreement. There will be no, don't ask me, unless the building burned down, I still got my same day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I still got my same time. Unless the building burned down or the police come in here and shut the place down, then I still have my day. I don't care what y'all got planned. This place is big enough, and if it was not, then you should not be renting out your place or leasing out the space or anything. You know what I'm saying? It should not be, especially for public use.
Right.
So sometimes in the contract, man, those loopholes are hidden. You know, the loopholes are hidden, and they are not in the best interest of the party that's really, like, say, for instance, the hip-hop workshop. They don't care about the hip-hop workshop. The Black Studies Department ain't really doing nothing to support the upliftment of our people in the first place. If you ain't paying no money to go to their school, it's like you're wasting their time. You know what I'm saying? Oh, what's going on next door? Oh, it's old. You know, a lot of old, jungle jam, you know what I'm saying? Well, we can't hear ourselves talk over that. You know what I'm saying? That's too
hard.
See, I don't know what it is with these white folks, man. I don't know what it is with these white folks. I went to visit a friend that was in a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Their room, you know, she had her family in it. You know what I'm saying? And their room was a little crowded with the family members. So it was a little white family next door. You know what I'm saying? And they came in and just knocked on the door and says, okay, the nurse comes in and goes, tell the girl's family that they're going to have to share some of them chairs.
Right.
The family that came in next door, you know, had a little bit too many people and they was looking for some extra chairs. But lo and behold, the black folks that was in that room had went down to the lounge, you know, the family lounge, and pulled some of the chairs from the family lounge. So when the when the girl told the nurse, well, we got these from the family lounge, you can go tell them to do the same thing, grab their own. But you know she got mad? She got mad. Because what was stated, it was basically a loophole that nobody had closed. Nobody can, they can't close a loophole to say, you know, these white folks think they own everything and in control of everything, so if a white person asks you for something, you're supposed to give it to them? That's one of the loopholes that they keep forgetting to close. You know what I'm saying? So you got to pay attention to the loopholes. An agreement is agreement. But the language, the way it's worded, that is actually what's going to hold up, even in a court of law. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going to hold up. So if you agree to do something and be somewhere at a specific time in that facility and the people that run it agree for it to be available for you and your function at a certain time, nothing short of a lawsuit should change that. Nothing short of a lawsuit. You feel like you got to sue them, go ahead and sue them. It's okay. But you better believe they will sue you. You let some people rent some space or some time from you, and they show up and you change the game, whether you contact them or not. If it ain't stipulated in the agreement that I can change what's going on at any given moment with proper notice, but still I have the right, and especially when they hit you with that in case of emergency shit. You know, those emergencies can be anything, and it's always a good thing to clarify everything. That's basically what, you know, I have to say on that. Any agreement that you enter into with a person, you know, you might think it's simple, but even a simple agreement, everything needs to be clarified. What are the loopholes? Ask those questions that you don't normally ask. You know what I mean? Ask those questions like, how long do we have the drugs? What exactly can we do? Is there a noise ordinance? Just in case there's another function going on next door, do I need to, you know, is there something that I need to do so that we don't disturb them and they don't disturb us? So are the same rules that apply to me, does it apply to them too? You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff needs to be clarified. And it's an easy thing to do, but it's got to be on the forefront whenever you enter into an agreement with somebody. Everything got to be put on the table. Or that it's really not in your interest. It's in the interest of the party that holds the keys. You know what I'm saying? So always clarify. Always clarify. Everything got to be clarified. Look, if you don't find no loopholes, look for them. I guarantee you they there.
You ain't lying.
I guarantee
you. We ain't really lying.
It's a simple thing that you wouldn't even think about, that they would consider a loophole. Well, there's nowhere in here that says we actually have to let you have the plays. It don't have nothing in there in that agreement that says if another party come in, we will not ask you, you know what I'm saying, to share the space.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, turn your music down or this or that and the other. Everybody has to be, you know, everybody has to be able to be accommodated. So, you know, if they couldn't accommodate them people without harassing y'all, then they shouldn't have entered into no types of agreement with y'all. But now it's time to renegotiate your contract. Because now you understand some more things. You done found the loopholes now. See, the good thing about it, you know where the loopholes are. So now you can command the space. Here is a revision to our agreement. And either they're going to agree to it, or somebody got to get some money back. Somebody's going to have to cut a check. Somebody's going to have to cut a check. And I guarantee you, they ain't going to want to cut the check. They're going to agree to the terms. They're going to leave y'all alone, let y'all do what y'all been doing. Because I guarantee you bring something else to that school, man. This is a little bit of power. That's all. And they think y'all don't have it.
Now you know.
It's time to renegotiate. See, this is an issue, and you didn't discuss it with your investors. You didn't discuss it. See, it was never an issue before. Now all of a sudden it's an issue. So now we have to redefine the terms of our agreement. They ain't gonna like it.
That is true.
You say like, man, you know, now all of a sudden, because y'all have other functions, y'all won't bother us now? And it got to be all these people who think, you know, what the hell we got to do with what they doing over there?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what can I say, man? But some things, you know, say, you be like, okay, all right, I got one for you. This is what's going on. This is how it goes. And they're going to try to come at you, and it always says, okay, well, if we let you have this, then you got to let us have that. No. We ain't changing nothing. We're just defining. This is called clarification. And we need to understand, you know what I'm saying, our position in this. Do I have the right to say this or that or this, that, and other? You know what I mean? So I just believe that, like everybody always say, man, it's the old cliche. Communication, man, that's the best tool.
Yes, sir.
Best tool. And what person that's on their business ain't going to want to do no communication, huh? That's going to happen. And that is pretty much, man, what I have to say on that, because I have seen that a lot. You know, being the person that play the background a lot, man, I get to see a lot of shit go down that most of the people that's out front don't get to see, and I find it to be a little bit alarming that, you know, it's like exploiting, man. People know that people ain't really paying attention to the detail. They're more interested, and most of the artists are interested in, you know, what they going to do on the stage and, you know, how they get ready to turn this into an extravagant performance. You know, you shouldn't even have to deal with that. It should have been just like on your end. It could have been somebody say, hey, listen, Is there somebody that can keep those people from next door from harassing us?
Right.
You know, since they have representatives, there should be representatives also for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, somebody's supposed to say, hey, can y'all keep the people from next door from harassing us? And that's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. Define those loopholes, man. Clarify. Y'all agree. Clarify it. Because don't, this ain't going to be the last time that happens.
Right,
I guarantee.
Right.
And the only thing about it is they really just looking for a way to push you out.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So if you do things the way they do it, you know what I'm saying? You think, oh, well, you know, we had a meeting about the way things went down the last time. And just to guarantee that this won't happen again, here is a revised addition to our agreement. And they got to sign to it. Sign to it or give it. You got to, how much was it? That's an agreement for however long y'all worked out the terms, this and that and the other. Well, then I need my deposits and all the rest of the monies that I'm looking to pay. And they don't want to turn down no revenue like that.
Nope.
You know, that could be a whole nother issue that y'all could be outside protesting them for. Hmm. You know what I mean? They don't want that. They know who they're dealing with now. I guarantee you. So now the ball is in your court. We need to have a clear understanding that we will not be harassed by anyone during our program. Period. Period. No such thing. That's just like the somebody having a concert, down somebody doing a show down in Peabody's, and the people next door, or you over at the Fantasy, and y'all cranking, and the people at the symposium come knock on the door saying, could y'all please turn y'all music down? So they can get louder. we want y'all to hear us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I bet they did get loud. So you know me, man. I'm gone that time.
I told him what he could do to get a microphone, and that was it. And when it was talked about all in all, the head of the Black Studies Department was like, yeah, at least you gave him the right advice. That was that.
Mm-hmm.
I know they went to say some other things, but nobody could come back because it already was on the paperwork what we needed, which was the rights to you, our DJ, turn up music and use it as if it was any other party that was thrown in there. So,
that's right.
You're right about that. Knowing the rights, I bet you next time we have us a representative to say, hey, quit harassing us. We need you
to stop
harassing.
Oh, yeah, because we need for y'all to stop harassing us as it's going to be reported.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all turning our professional, you know what I'm saying, environment into an uncomfortable event. Because I guarantee you, man, if y'all ever had to face that situation again, believe you me, them folks going to come up with a way. Because they're going over the paperwork right now, I guarantee you, as you speak, what is it that we can do so whenever we need for them to follow our rules, that all we have to do is throw this at them?
Right.
Now, you got something to throw back at them. We need to ensure that won't happen no more. What is it that we can do? And not let them put it on y'all. Let them put it on themselves. Put it on them. Okay, just like y'all provide us with our necessary stuff that we need to do our show, y'all need to make sure that everybody else has what they need so they don't come harassing us. That's right. It's harassment. You don't come bother nobody for no damn microphone. So what? Next thing's going to come at y'all for one of y'all speakers? One of our speakers has blown. Our speaker has blown, and we can't hear anything over the microphone. So we're gonna have to borrow one of you guys. No, you motherfuckers need to call the maintenance man. I mean, it happens all the time, man. It's not that. It's just one of those things where, you know, we learn. We learn. And I ain't going to say it was a mistake because it wasn't a mistake. It was just one of them loopholes that was not clarified. That's all it was. That's all it was. It was a, oops, here's another loophole we need to close. We need to shut this down, and we need to make sure this won't happen again. All right? Because basically, what the devil was trying to do was throw off your vibe. What that song say? Chick don't kill my vibe. Chick don't kill my vibe. That's all it was. It was a vibe killer, man. That's all it was. They can't do it like we do. And they upset. Since we can't dance, since we can't sing and rap, we're going to shut them down.
Believe it or not, we had five of their people who was there for the Vegan Fest actually come over there and sit down and ask questions and sit and watch part of the show because they were so crowded. It was standing room only over there. It was absolutely crazy. And they booked it like that, but it was crazy air because they thought we were going to turn it down to an absolute what have you and lose our people. And it didn't happen.
Well, you know me. I just said, turn it up a little bit louder because I don't want to hear this shit no more. These people come out here harassing us. Yeah, man, that's harassment, man. You don't come and disrupt my function. You do not come and disrupt my function, period. I have the right to be here. I have programming that they know about. No way. Get out of here, you harassing me before we call security. I will call security. And see, what's bad about that is they'll probably come and let you trying to make everybody happy. Hell no, we ain't trying to make everybody happy. We have a right to be here. We was here before them. This is what we've been doing. I'm telling you, man. You got to close up them loopholes. Close them up. Make them pay. Like Tim Misney say.
Now, you know, that's why I ask, because I say it, and this is the only thing I have to say. When I ask that question to you, I had pen and paper in hand. So just like I told folks at the workshop, you have so many options and opportunities that I didn't have coming up music-wise, from internet to college to independent. So the reason I say that is right now, for those who choose not to listen, even after I've given a description on my Monday night program and in other radio program and format, and the people from the workshop that we hold to other events. But those who choose not to listen to the advice is not my fault if that artist doesn't make it anywhere, because all they had to do is tune into Hood Tunes Radio and ask a question on the music business, and that's all I'm going to say on that.
Hey, man. And I do the same thing. I call other radio stations, and I listen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When I hear something that's like intriguing, or maybe they might touch on something that, you know, I don't know about. You know, I don't know every damn thing, and I never confess to. But the things that I do learn, you know what I'm saying, I have no problem sharing. So whenever I listen to those other radio stations, and even in some of those Cleveland radio stations, as bad as they can be, sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you can pick up a little tidbit. Like, for instance, they're having a music conference here in the city. A lot of people don't really listen to Z107.9, but that's who they pick to promote it. Okay? And it's a huge thing. I mean, they call in all artists, all MCs, all rappers, dancers, actors. It is a worldwide major record label music conference. The letters are WMC something. But they talk about it every now and then on Z107.9. So because of that fact, I kind of got the idea that it's scripted. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I believe, what is that that's coming up now where all the artists are supposed to come here? They're giving away tickets for that too. But to me, that's just to throw off the true meaning of what the conference is here for. They having this, you know, Future and all these other artists is coming here to perform for some music festival, but it's a paid atmosphere. Tickets can be bought. You know what I'm saying? To watch Lil Wayne perform, you know, Kendrick Lamar perform. Instead of going to the festival, the music conference, okay, the conference, not a festival, a conference that can help you further your career, they would put a festival, a indie festival at that, okay, which is crazy. They put them in the same timetables.
Damn.
They don't want you. Yeah, they want you to pay Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj and all of them to watch them perform. They want you to pay to watch them, but they don't want you to go to the music conference so you can figure out how to get to their status so that other people will pay to watch you perform. So that's why I said tonight for everybody to go online and type in Cleveland Music Conference and see what comes up. I guarantee you something's going to come up. Or you can go to Hip Hop Cleveland 107.9, whatever their motherfucking website is, and bring that shit up, the Cleveland Music Conference. You know, because they ain't really putting no information out there about it. It's like they don't even want us to know. They don't even want us to know, man. And in the same breath that they're talking about that music conference, they're talking about all the artists that they're getting ready to have on the summer bash that they have every year here when they bring all the hot artists in and spend $1,000, then they gone. You know what I mean? Let's get somebody in the city. My whole motto tonight was, it's time to get somebody in this motherfucker signed. Somebody in this motherfucker got to get signed. You know what? They can't drop the ball. It's a big responsibility. I'm telling all the artists that's coming out from Cleveland right now, one of you motherfuckers get signed, don't think you're just going to get signed and run away. No. You got responsibility. You got kids in this place.
You ain't lying.
And when I say you got kids in this place, it's people that's been waiting for somebody to get signed in this motherfucker so they can help somebody else out. That's what it's all about. If I get signed, you get signed. You get signed, somebody else gets signed. Somebody else gets signed, et cetera, et cetera, so on and so forth. That's how it's supposed to go. That is how it's supposed to go. Don't tell me that the record label won't let you bring nobody in. That's a motherfucking lie.
Ooh,
don't tell me that shit. Man, it's everything got to be done through the label. That's a motherfucking lie. Because if you the hot artist right now and you signed that motherfucking deal without clarifying your motherfucking what you can and cannot do, it is not in your best interest, that contract you just signed. It is not your business. Sorry to say, you might have just sold your soul to the devil to get a hot song out here. You may or may not make no money. And if I can get Pastor Tone, okay, me and Andy B just did an interview with Pastor Tone. If I can get Pastor Tone, that's all I can say on that. But if I could get him to call in one night, your show, one of the other shows, Hood Talk, if I could just get him, and this is one of the original members, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Oh. Right.
He was there when they signed with Eazy-E. All right, he was there. So and he gave us the whole rundown, being shot at by Big Pun, getting in fights with MJG and 8-Ball, you know, all kind of shit. They haven't been everywhere. Mm-hmm. Scarface and them little cool cronies because they signed with Eazy-E and they from this side of the country. You know, that East Coast, West Coast bullshit was jumping off then. I mean, got into it with Wu-Tang Clan up in New York. Because Method Man had something stupid to say. I mean, it's a whole lot of shit that went on. You know what I'm saying? Because of, you know, Bone Thugs and Harmony did more than just, you know, make music.
Mm-hmm.
So it was actually like, no, Cleveland ain't on the map, and Cleveland ain't gonna get on the map. And if there's anybody or anything that we can do to keep that shit from happening, we will do it. And that has been the whole thing since the beginning. Nobody really never wanted to see the artists from Cleveland get on. That's why a lot of people left. A lot of people left to get on and never came back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the whole thing is they don't think about those loopholes. Now, if you set up a show and you sell tickets, these motherfuckers come out there and tell you, oh, sorry, you being buffed for some white group, some other corny-ass half-black rap group that sing Usher songs. You know what I'm saying? Then somebody got to get paid. You got to call 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? I got to cancel my show, inconvenience all my people, and this and that and other, so you can make somebody else comfortable. Okay, well, we're going to talk to our lawyers about that. Go ahead, we'll shut it down. Sorry, everybody. When we come back, we're going to come back strong and better. Because you know what? These motherfuckers over here get ready to pay for the new and improved hip-hop workshop.
You're right on that one.
Close up them loopholes. Close them up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right about
so
that.
We right on track, man. We right on track. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows what they need to do. You can't be slack out there. And I guarantee you, the further along you get in your career, the more it will tell you. And the more shit you're going to have to deal with if you continue to be slack. Because what's going to happen when you start slacking, all that shit going to pile up on you. And eventually you're going to be overwhelmed and you ain't going to be able to fulfill your obligation. And I guarantee you, that's all they want from the beginning. They would rather you fold and they can sue you for whatever they want than you succeed and they get paid the easy way. Ain't that some shit?
Yes.
That's some shit. So, y'all be careful out there what y'all agreeing to. Sign and, you know what I'm saying, clarify. That's the word for the night, y'all. That's the Hood Tunes word for Saturday night. Clarity. We need to clarify. All right? So with that being said, y'all, we getting ready to clarify some other shit, too. Y'all know what it is, don't you? I want to know what the hell is going on downtown, because ain't nobody really saying nothing
Reloaded
about
poetry.
What the fuck they do.
Reloaded poetry.
37 rounds.
Reloaded poetry.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Reloaded poetry. 137 shots from 13 cops. Reload. Take it from the top. 13 cops, 137 shots. Reload. Time to make it stop. RIP Tim Russell, Melissa Williams. Casualties in organized cop killing. 12 Caucasians, Anna Zimmerman. I'm in a Latino. I'm sorry, man. Hold up, black cops are about to get mad.
Yep,
cause you working right along with the Klan. Black Shield, the black police, the officers, why your link to demonstrate the cops? Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight. So they do the job as racist white.
Yep.
Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball redneck, he has a way with words.
Get in here.
He said the cops did a good job.
For real?
Yeah, he's right, they did a good job killing. General Donna Brown, she broke it down, demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick, accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down, put it in the rhyme, cause I was there, huh, on the front line. 137 shots from 13 cops, reload, take it from the top. 13 cops, 137 shots, reload, time to make it stop. Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth about what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life, it doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over bad mufflers in a pop can. 25 minute chase through two cities.
like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops stole those cowards. They ain't right. They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park and EC. 137 shots from 13 cops, no gun or shell casings found on the spot. The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing, we need to care about the cops' feelings. What? Hold it, Frank. Want to start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Now it's time for a reloaded break. Once again, once again, once again. Now it's time for a reloaded break. So let's count it off. 10, 20, 30, 40. Reload. 50, 60, 70, 80. Reload. 90, 100, 110, 120. Reload. 130. 137, and you know, reload. Local prosecutor to prosecute cops, this is a bad joke that y'all need to stop. Our prosecutor, name's Tim McGinney, but our cops endorsed his candidacy. Yep. Our own monitor and self can't trust it. Bring in the U.S. Justice Department. Let me break it down like this to everybody. 372 cop cars in a fleet. But only 19 have dash cams.
Sad.
They don't want us to see.
Nope.
Peace.
I'm gone. I hope you still play my song.
TV and not see a superstar, but see like a possibility. Like I could be that. That's me, you know. I remember when I was little, my mom used to think that I could sing. And my mom would put me in like all these different talent shows and shit like that. And I was really bad. I was really bad. But then I discovered that I could rap. And she used to tell me, like, you're going to be a superstar. And I know, like, a lot of moms tell their daughters, like, you're going to be a superstar. I really believe that shit. I still believe that shit. Okay, I'm talking too much. What was the question? Oh, yeah. It is not about what you acquire. It's about what you leave behind.
Alright, y'all. Y'all know what to do, man. That was something new. Miss Karma.
Right. Yeah.
Y'all know. Man, that's cool. When I'm dead and I'm gone, hold the shit in my phone. That's cool. I like that. We'll keep rocking that shit, man. But you know, we got like 90 seconds or so left over the show.
Okay.
I ain't going to keep on talking. I'm going to play this one track, man, that I don't know. Y'all know
about it.
Don't know about it. Something wrong with your ass. Hood Tunes Radio, man. We will be with y'all again. On
go
Monday
Vikings.
Night,
down the street. Go Vikings. Go Vikings. CSU. Go Vikings. Go Vikings. CSU. Go Vikings. Go Vikings. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not written in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not written in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring.
The first shall be last, the last will be first. I learned that in Cleveland, so I ain't hurt. Cause if you do good, you may not get mentioned. But I'ma change that by bringing attention to something bigger than a decision. A local legend, a hero, has now risen. A diamond in the rough has brought us the gold. CSU's finest, my man Norris Cole. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not written in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not written in a book. If they look past you.